This is KUT. The next census is set to take place in 2020, and for the first time since 1950, the questionnaire will ask people to disclose their citizenship status. Federal officials say the information is needed to enforce the Voting Rights Act, but it's also led to concerns that immigrant households will be dramatically undercounted. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the city of Austin is working to counter that.
It's not unusual for local governments to help facilitate the census. After all, counting everyone living in the U.S. takes a lot of manpower. In Austin, those efforts are likely to be ramped up ahead of the 2020 census. Mayor Steve Adler says the stakes are high. Data from the count affects everything from funding for schools to how congressional districts get drawn.
The effort of the local communities to help ensure that as many people get accounted as possible is something that we need to participate in because we're detrimentally impacted if we don't.
Adler is a trustee with the nonpartisan U.S. Conference of Mayors. It's part of a group that's suing to block the citizenship question from being included in the 2020 census. They say it would depress participation in states like Texas with large immigrant populations. Mayor Adler hopes the courts will agree.
The goal of the census is to count everyone. So to artificially or gratuitously put things on the census questionnaire that will only serve to decrease participation is something that I think runs afoul of the constitutional charge to do the census.
In the meantime, city leaders are considering a plan to boost local participation. City demographer Ryan Robinson addressed the issue in a recent memo to the mayor and city council. He wants the city and Travis County to create a complete count committee tasked with doing outreach and ensuring an accurate count. Robinson says there are heightened fears among some immigrant families about sharing their citizenship status with the federal government.
Maybe there's some way that we could turn this into a motivator. In other words, we could somehow say, okay, you want to know citizenship? We're going to say, here we are, count us. And then ostensibly allay people's fears by saying that, and this is always the case, the Census Bureau does not share your information with anyone.
The U.S. government says it won't release any personally identifiable information from the census until 72 years after it was collected. That's why some watchdog groups are encouraging immigrant families to respond, regardless of their status. Arturo Vargas is the executive director of the nonprofit Naleo Education Fund.
If Latinos are not counted, those communities will get less than their fair share of political representation and resources for an entire decade.
Austin demographer Ryan Robinson wants the city to hire a special projects manager for the census by early 2019. The effort and its funding would have to be approved by the Austin City Council. Some Republican state leaders have supported the idea of a citizenship question. In a recent statement, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz said, quote, "A question on citizenship is a reasonable, common-sense addition to the census." Saida Hassan, KUT News.